Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you are here with us on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to church today. We're glad that we are here together and that the tomb is empty and that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We welcome our friends who are also joining us virtually today through Facebook Live and also through our church website. Wherever you are on this Easter Sunday morning, we're glad that you are virtually here inside of our sanctuary for worship today. As we've gathered for worship today, you're invited to take out your worship bulletin, and on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says connect at the very top. And so you're invited to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in worship today. On the back side, you can also check one of those boxes. If you'd like to know more information about growing in your own life of faith here through our congregation, you can also jot down prayer concerns if there are things that you are praying for in your life that we can be praying right alongside of you, or if there are things that you're giving thanks to God and praising God for, certainly write those down as well. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plates that our deacons will pass later on in our worship service today. For our friends who are joining us virtually, you're invited to go to our church website. If you're not already there, it's burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin, and you can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself this morning. On the very back side of your bulletin, you see things that are going on in the life of our community of faith. Today, in between our worship services, is our annual Easter egg hunt. All the kids of our church are invited to meet down in the Sunday school hallway on the right-hand side as you leave the sanctuary. And so we're looking forward to our wonderful Easter egg hunt later on today in between our worship services. We're also looking forward to our upcoming Tatum Ross Memorial Blood Drive on Monday, April the 8th. If you'd like to be a part of this, you can contact us here in the church office. We'll certainly save a space for you. We're looking forward to our next upcoming Meet the Pastors, which is our new gathering for new members and new friends in the life of our church. It's on Sunday, April 14th, following our second service at 11:45 a.m. It's a wonderful time that we get together to meet the pastors and get to know each other a little bit more and learn more about where the Spirit of God is leading us and guiding us together. And so if you'd like to come, you're certainly invited to jot down on the tear-off sheet, Meet the Pastors, and we'll save a space for you. As you leave the sanctuary today, on the right-hand side, you'll find a little backdrop there that is kind of right near the Welcome Center. It's a wonderful space for selfies, and so you're invited to kind of hang around after church, kind of hang around whenever your kids are in the Easter egg hunt, and you can take a selfie, and if you post it online, be sure to tag us online at First Christian Church of Burlington. Finally, one little note about our worship service today. We have communion each and every single time that we get together as a church family. Here in this service, our deacons will be passing the trays, and so you can stay seated in this service, and the trays will kind of come to you row by row. And whenever the trays come, you'll find a little all-in-one communion cup. It is bread at the bottom and then grape juice on the top. And so you can take communion as the trays are passed down your row, and then you can enjoy a few moments of quiet to pray there in your seat. In our congregation, all who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are invited to receive these elements of communion. You don't have to be a member of this church or another church or any church for that matter. All you have to do is to seek and to live and love Jesus Christ because he welcomes us all.
Will you please join me in our call to worship? Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Darkness has been vanished. The brilliant light of hope has come. Let us worship and celebrate the good news. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Good morning, and please join me in our first hymn this morning, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. all creation join to say Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, Alleluia. Sing, O heavens and earth, reply, Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, Alleluia. Where, O death, is now your sting, Alleluia. Jesus died our souls to save, Alleluia. Where's your victory, O grave, Alleluia.
Will you please pray with me? Dear Lord, you love this world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that we may be called your children too. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts of thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation. Allow us to share your word with others this week so they too may have salvation. He has risen. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our first reading this morning comes from the 103rd Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. May God bless this reading of God's holy word. We'd like to invite all children to come forward for a children's message with Pastor Annika.
How are you all doing? That's wonderful. Today is a special day. Does anyone know why? It's Easter. And do you know what Easter is? What's Easter? Yeah, the Easter bunny comes out, that's right. And what else? Yep, when Jesus raised to heaven, that's right. I have a baggie here, and it's empty. But it's special because it's empty. Do you know why? Why? Because the tomb was empty on Easter morning, that's right, because he rose. And if we look at something really, really special to you, I want you to think of that. What do you feel like when you've lost that item? Do you feel sad, maybe scared or worried that you'll never see that item again? That's kind of how the women felt when they went back to the tomb and realized that Jesus was gone. In Mark chapter 16, verse 6, it says, "But he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed or afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised, therefore he is not here.'" Jesus is in heaven, and I'm thankful for all he has given us. I want to share with you another baggie, but in this baggie is something. Do you see what's in there?
Gummies.
Jelly beans, yeah, some gummies. One of the members of our church, who's also was my Sunday school teacher when I was all of your ages, made these for us. And on here's a little poem that I'm going to share with you. It says, "Red is for the blood he gave, green is for the grass he made, yellow is for the sun so bright, orange for the edge of night, black is for the sins we made, white is for the grace he gave, purple is for his hour of sorrow, pink is for our new tomorrow." So it kind of tells us the story. So next time you see jelly beans, I want you to remember this little poem and realize that even though he is not here on earth, he has risen and he is there for us every single day. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you so much for giving us this wonderful day to celebrate life. To celebrate a life that has given us all so much when we didn't even ask. Allow the good news to be shared this week as we visit with friends and family. Guide us and protect us this week. In your name we pray. Amen. Here is your bag. So as you go back to your seat, make sure you stop here and I will give you your bag so you can share this prayer with your friends and family.
Following his death, the lifeless body of our Lord was taken from the cross and laid in a borrowed tomb. His heartbroken disciples hid, distraught, confused, afraid, and ashamed. We can only imagine the words they whispered to each other and the tears they shed. But sometime between the sun going down on their grief on Saturday, something miraculous and glorious happened. Sorrow was erased by one victorious shout, and today we stake our lives and our eternity on this truth. Jesus is alive. He has risen, just as he said he would.
The Lent season is a time of reflection. Some sacrifice items, some take on new burdens, and some focus on giving or alms. But as this season has drawn to a close, remember Acts chapter, book 20, chapter 20, 35. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak, and in the words of our Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We have received much from the gift of the empty tomb. Today, we can try to continue to share these gifts with the world. The deacons will now accept the offerings.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Lord, bless these gifts and the gift givers. We take these sacrifices and we will use them to share your word in the world. Amen.
As we prepare for our morning prayer, won't you please join me in our song, Because He Lives.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
What a gift it is to come together and to lift up our prayers to God, knowing that our God hears our prayers today and every day. Let us bow in prayer together. Holy God of resurrection, We gather in joy and gratitude this morning to give thanks for the gift of Jesus. The Lenten journey is often filled with sacrifice, pain, and mourning. Having come through Good Friday and given thanks for Jesus' sacrifice, this morning we are filled with joy as we celebrate that he overcame the grave. Jesus did the impossible and rose from the dead. Glory to you, O God. We can scarcely imagine the shock when the women saw the empty tomb. We give thanks for their witness and courage, even when afraid. We confess, O God, that we often allow our own fear to stop us in our tracks. We are weak, and we often allow our personal worries to overshadow the reality of what God can do through us and with us. Embolden us and empower us when we doubt ourselves or the gospel message. With Christ, all things are possible, and each Easter we witness this truth again. We come with grateful hearts for the love that you pour upon your world, O God. Thank you for the gifts of nature and beauty, of family and loved ones. Thank you for the gifts of salvation and freedom. Help us never to take these gifts or any of your gifts for granted. On days when we struggle to see the good in the world, illuminate the blessings that surround us. Help us to see the richness in the ordinary and open our spirits to realizing the gifts that we overlook. We pray today, lifting up those who are struggling in health and life. We pray for any who are suffering from health conditions. Bless them with healing, and we pray for your loving presence to be felt as they recover. Give them strength, O God. Come alongside any who are challenged by life circumstances. We pray for any who are mourning or feeling a sense of loss. Be with those who are going through hard times, any who may struggle with mental health, housing challenges, financial concerns, or family hardships. O God, draw near to all who need you. On this Easter morning, we praise you for the gift of Jesus. We give thanks for his life, his ministry, his love, and his resurrection. We thank you for our salvation through him. We raise our voices together to pray the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our second reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, Who will roll away the stone for us at the entrance of the tomb? When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Remember that feeling back in the day when if you wanted to record your favorite television shows, you actually had to record them. As them record them and tape them on an actual tape. Like if you were gonna watch Friends on NBC, must-see TV, Thursday night at 8 p.m., then and you were not going to be home on Thursday night at 8 p.m., you had to power up your VHS VCR. You had to make sure the time was set right, that it was p.m., not a.m., make sure the day was right, make sure the time was all set for it to begin correctly, make sure it was ready to stop recording at the very end correctly. You had to make sure that the tape that you were going to use had enough space to record that 30-minute show, that you were not going to record over your other favorite show you've been dying to watch, that you've been saving forever. You weren't going to blow right past that one that you've been saving and playing and being ready to watch. You had to make sure everything was all ready. For to record shows back in the day was a whole process. It was a lot. And of course, you remember that if you missed your show back in those days, then you simply missed it. There was no going online the next day to stream it, no kind of hunting around online to see if someone recorded it illegally on YouTube. There was none of that back in those days. No calling your friends to see if you could legally or illegally steal their Disney Plus login information to watch it online. There was none of that. Your TV time was actually bound by the time that you were sitting in front of your TV. There wasn't even any answering the phone or going out for a walk. I mean, maybe I'm the only one who vividly remembers back in the day literally sprinting. I'm saying sprinting from the television to the kitchen and then back during like that 2.5 minute commercial break every single time the show was on, trying to make it back to the couch before it came back. And my brother yelling, "It's coming back. You got like 30 seconds. Hurry," as I'm jumping over the couch and the hassock and all that kind of stuff. It was all well and good because we didn't know any better back in those days. And for me, I mean, maybe it is for you, but for me, the worst was when you'd made it in time to watch your show. You didn't need your VCR. You didn't need some kind of old, worn out tape. You were there watching it live in person. But as you were watching it live in person, something was happening. Somebody was about to fall off a cliff. Two people were about to fall madly in love, and not like just in love, but like madly in love massively together. Like maybe they're about to convict some mass murderer killer or something. And the show was building and building and building until just about like the right moment when the tension was about to be resolved, when all of a sudden on the screen it said, "To be continued, to be continued." Remember that awful feeling? I mean, it is the worst. It was the worst. We were forced to wait. Forced to wait sometimes a whole week, 7 days, to find out who fell madly in love and who the killer was. There was no skipping ahead immediately to the next season on Netflix. Sometimes you had to wait a whole season, sometimes a whole summer. Like, remember what happened back in May, as it is now September, to find out the resolution. I mean, how in the world did we make it through such hardships back in the day? What pain and agony we had to go through with our first world problems back in those days, living through our VCR to be continued days, not having Netflix. Oh, the humanity we had to suffer through as people. The point of the story would always, like, leave us hanging. Well, maybe you noticed. Maybe you noticed that in their Easter resurrection story that we heard now, that's exactly what the story is like. We heard the good news. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome, these three women who had been in this group following Jesus, and all the rest of the disciples, they had been there to witness him crucified and then laid in the tomb. But on the first day of the week, they bring spices so they may go anoint and care for their beloved Jesus, who was killed and buried and sealed up tight. But we heard the story. The stone that was there in front of the tomb has been rolled away, the one that had been locked up tight to keep Jesus inside. Instead of finding that body, instead of finding that old tomb locked up, instead of seeing Jesus there, they find an angel dressed in white on the right-hand side who says, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's been raised. He is not here." There's where they laid him. He's not there anymore. And so these women that we heard in the Bible are the first to experience the resurrection, that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. They got to see it for their own eyes, and they hear this gospel message, and they hear the angel say, "Go and tell somebody. Go and tell the disciples that he has gone on back to Galilee. He's going to meet you there. Go on back, and you'll see him there. Go and share the good news of the resurrection. Share the good news of the victory won, of the empty tomb. Tell someone that he is not here, that he is risen." It's amazing. It is wonderful. It is the resurrection kind of good news. But the story ends, we heard, in like the oddest way possible. I mean, it ends up like a 1989 VHS VCR to be continued story. Instead of the women shouting from the rooftops with everyone that they can see and know and find, "Christ is risen indeed," instead of throwing a party, having cake, buying noisemakers and streamers, instead of posting online, "The tomb is empty," instead of saying anything like that, the Bible says the women left and fled the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they didn't say anything to anyone because they were afraid. I mean, isn't that odd? I mean, talk about buzzkill on like the best day ever. Talk about burying the lead in the most important story of our faith. They just ran away scared and confused. From our end of Easter, from our side of the empty tomb, this ending seems strange. I mean, it feels so odd because we know there is more to the story than this ending. I mean, we've heard the stories of faith. I mean, maybe you remember that time after the resurrection when Jesus was walking down the road to the little town called Emmaus with two of those disciples. And those disciples did not recognize there was actually Jesus there in their midst. And so they didn't realize it was him because after the empty tomb, Jesus didn't like wake up and like renew his driver's license and get like a brand new like library card. He was this brand new thing the world had never seen before. And so he's walking and talking with them and they did not realize that it was the resurrected Christ. And I only realized it was him when they invited the stranger Jesus over to their house for supper. And he takes a loaf of bread and he blesses it and he gives it to them. And suddenly their eyes were opened. Jesus has been with us in our midst the whole time. Maybe you remember the story of the other disciple, one of the others named Thomas, who doubted that Jesus was really in fact alive. The women and the men saw that empty tomb and proclaimed that the resurrected one was in their midst. But Thomas, who in my mind, at least like me, must have been from like the show me state of Missouri. He said, "You must show me the resurrected one because I cannot believe it in my own. Only then I will see him and I'll believe." But lo and behold, Jesus comes back and says, "Here, have at it, Thomas." We know there is more to the story. The Bible is full of stories of the resurrected Jesus coming to bless his friends after the empty tomb, making breakfast for his friends there on the beach, saying, "I'm alive just like I said I would be." There is more to the story than this like to be continued kind of conclusion, and it feels odd not to have it today. I mean, we like it when things are nice and neat and like, it says, all's well that ends well, and it says the end, and there's like a nice bow wrapped on top, and people are where they're supposed to be, and the story ends nicely. But Mark leaves us hanging. He leaves us hanging with the tomb empty, but that's it. And there's a reason why he leaves it this way. Mark ends the gospel with like the women running away, not quite sure what to do, hearing the words "go and tell," but keeping it to themselves. He leaves it this way because he leaves it for us. He leaves it for you and me to give witness to the power and the joy of the resurrection. We know this is the case because the resurrection is not just a one-time event. It's not just something that happened to Jesus a long time ago, but the resurrection still happens, and it happens to us. It's always around us if we only have eyes to see. It happens to us in those moments in life when we are at the end of our rope and life is so hard and we are convinced that we cannot go on anymore and we are convinced that we're going to give up. But something inside of us tells us not to give up. That the heaviness of that day is not the last day. That hope that we feel in life to keep on going comes from the resurrected Jesus. We experience the resurrection whenever someone comes to us and says that there is no shadow, no hardship, and no pain in life that God cannot handle. That nothing, in fact, can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Not life, not death, not power, nor anything else. Nothing can separate us from God. And if God can even overcome the power of the cross with the empty tomb, then we know that God can overcome any trial and temptation that we find in our life. There is no valley so deep and so mountain so high. Anytime that we give witness to the goodness of God's love and the moving of the Holy Spirit, that is the joy of the resurrection today. Mark leaves it on purpose with the empty tomb, .. so we can pick up the pen and tell the story. we can experience the empty tomb today. I mean, for me, it's like the words of that old-time Gaither hymn that we sung a little bit ago that our choir incorporated into their anthem. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know that he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. That's the good news of our faith. The scriptures tell us there comes a time when we have to give an account of the hope that lives inside of us. And so we get to carry on the story that he lives, that there is joy in our life to share. We get to live into that and proclaim the resurrection every single day. Because Christ has risen, he has risen indeed. Amen.